Hello and welcome to the Radio Academy podcast with me, Roisin Hasty. Now this is an extra special episode for me because we're doing a bit of a deep dive into my other job. For those of you who don't know, when I'm not chatting to people about their jobs in the industry, I spend my mornings reading simulcast bulletins for Newsbeat on One Extra Asian Network and the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Greg James.
Time, it's 7:30, probably time for some news. Yeah, classic Roisin Hasty. Here she is with the latest.
There are calls to let civilians escape the war in Ukraine safely.
Newsbeat.
Authorities in Ukraine say Russia. So that's how Newsbeat did sound up until the start of the month when it changed to this.
You have 6 minutes left to call, so plenty of time to get back on the app. 7:30 on Radio 1 Breakfast, Thursday morning. Let's get some news. Here's Roisin Hasty.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Amber Heard's given evidence in court for the first time during the trial.
The reviews are in. Roisin's got some new dramatic music. The news has got even more pizzazz than before, says someone. Lawrence in Sheffield. Oh, wasn't prepared for the new news jingle. Someone else says it's ravey, isn't it, this new one?
All the reaction to the change made me think it would make a great project to discuss on this podcast. So today's episode is all about how imaging works. We're joined by Matt Fisher and Liam Hadley from the ARIA award-winning Station Sounds team at Radio 1, One Extra and Asian Network, as well as Newsbeat's deputy editor, Ben Mundy. So let's get to it. Well, this is very lovely, having all of my worlds collide. Breakfast show, Newsbeat, Radio Academy podcast. So everyone, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Hello.
My first question probably goes to Matt or Liam, because station sound, station imaging is probably the most technical thing we've ever gone into on this podcast. And I think it probably needs a good explanation, because I know that when I started working on the breakfast show, I remember Liam talking a lot about imaging. And I thought, that's so strange. They're focusing on the visuals. This is radio. What are they talking about? But that means something completely different in terms of station sound.
Yeah, it's quite a ridiculous name, really, considering there is no imagery. It's kind of the sound, and then you make an image in your head, is how I like to think about it. But no, station sound is basically the stuff that glues the station together and makes you know that you're listening to Radio 1, One Extra, Asian Network. It's kind of all those bits. So on Radio 1, we've got the sonic one on everything, just goes one. We've got a nice little motif on Asian Network, and all that sort of stuff. So that's how, yeah, you know what it is you're listening to when you just tune in for those 5 minutes in the car.
Yeah, we love to describe it as like the sonic DNA, you know, of a radio station. And yeah, like Liam says, it's all of those components that come together. So it could be, you know, background music, could be sound effects, it could be, yeah, sonic logos. We often just say, like, if it's not a presenter talking and it's not a commercial record playing, it's probably come from our team. So that's kind of a good way of describing it.
So you make up a big chunk of what people are hearing on air, even if they might not realise it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I guess that's the key. It's got to be so subtle that it's just a reminder of what you're listening to and you don't really think too much about it.
Yeah, I think if you notice a lot of what we do, then we're probably doing it wrong. It's kind of good to kind of blend into the background with like beds and all that sort of stuff, but also be in keeping, because I think if you heard something that didn't feel like Radio 1, you'd be like, that's weird, why are they playing that? Whereas everything kind of blends in nicely.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, your team worked on the new Newsbeat beds, which I use every morning for the bulletins. Ben, you were very much involved in that process. And everything that you've just talked about, how identifiable it is, like the old Newsbeat bed was so legendary that people even made a game out of it on Scott Mills' show. So was it quite daunting to think we've got to shake this up and make something completely different that people are going to get on board with?
I think so. I think one of those things is that because it is every hour or so you hear it, so it has to be something that feels fun, it feels punchy. You say about the previous one that people made a game out of. I still remember the one that used to go, listen, watch, share. And that was like such a part of the DNA of the station.
Yes.
But then it's just evolves and evolves, and it feels like it has to evolve in order to make Radio 1 feel fresh and young and exciting still. But it was a really fun challenge to do.
So that's like kind of two packages ago, as it were. It just shows how legendary they are, and also how big a decision we all faced when we relaunched this, because you know if you get it right, it will last for a long time. If you get it wrong, people will soon let you know.
Yeah, so like if we're looking at the timeline, these new Newsbeat beds hadn't been changed since 2017, I think. That was the timescale, am I right?
Yeah, so it was 2015 was the package that we've just replaced. But in 2017, it got a new lick of paint, a little zhuzh up. We did a slight remix on it just to give it a bit more life. And then the pandemic came along as well. So that kind of really interrupted our plans. And we would have done it 2 years ago. But then, you know, we learned how to work remotely. And then we said, you know what, we've just got to do it. We've got to tackle it. So then we decided to go for it.
So where does that decision come from? Who goes, okay, Newsbeat needs a makeover?
I think it kind of came from... It just felt right, which is a weird thing to say. It didn't come from one person. It was just like, I think it came up in a conversation between me and you, didn't it, Matt, in like a catch up. And we were like, that we haven't looked at that for a while. But because we liked the last package so much that we didn't feel like it needed anything for so long, I think. And then we just thought, oh, what if we do change it? What would that sound like? But again, that conversation was about 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it goes back to that thing, isn't it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it wasn't broke. But then, as time has changed, that package was only designed to go on two networks. So when Asian Network started to take Newsbeat, you know, things started to change a little bit. And then all of a sudden, the package, you know, had kind of been inherited, if you like, by Asian Network. And it was like, actually, it needs tailoring now so that it can fit on all of the youth brands really comfortably. So that was a big motivation as well.
Yeah, and that was because of the pandemic as well, that the simulcasting started on Asian Network as well as Radio 1 and 1 Extra. Ben, absolutely. From your perspective, were there things about the bed that was being used from 2015 that you thought we could tweak this and make it better for Newsbeat in the bulletins that we're making now? Because obviously things evolve over time, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's a really key point that Matt mentioned there in terms of the simulcast bulletins. So our bulletins go across three networks at the same time. So you need something that reflects and works on all three of those networks. And a key thing for me was making that package sound, or makes Newsbeat sound like it's part of each of those networks, which is no mean feat. And I think what we know about our audience when it comes to news is they like positive news, and that is hard to come by and has been over the last couple of years. But I think for me, I wanted a package that when we did have positive news, we could have a bed that reflected that. And I think we've delivered that. So if we get a positive news story that leads our bulletins and our output, we have a bed that now reflects that positivity. Whereas if we have a top story that is a bit more serious, we have a bed that reflects that. So it allows us to match the production with the news story and the editorial, which is key, I think, for making the bulletin sound pacier, tied in with the network, all of those elements that we've discussed.
Yeah, and something that I've noticed just from using them, and like obviously it was a big change from one day, well, 1 week to the next, we were suddenly using new Newsbeat beds, and I trialled them with Liam and Greg running up to that, and it just sounds so much more seamless now. Like the presenter talks, Newsbeat starts, and then you begin the bulletin, and it doesn't feel like there's this interruption anymore. Whereas I think the old beds, there was this like big, like, okay, it's Newsbeat, everything stopped, big interruption. We had a headline, which almost no one talks in headlines. So that also slowed things down a little bit. But that's all changed now with this new imaging.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things we were most concerned about when we were making it, to make it flow as much as possible and make Newsbeat feel part of the programming. So as you say, when the ramp comes in, the 10-second ramp at the top, it's the program DJ saying what's coming up, and then right now it's Newsbeat, and then we're straight into the news. There's no, this is coming up on Newsbeat, and then into the rest of it. It's just continuous flow. And that's something that we went back and forth quite a lot on, like the mechanics of making that work.
It's me. Mandy in Sutton Coldfield. Interesting lady. Right, time for the latest with Anissa Carthage. She's coming up to 4 o'clock.
Asian Network Newsbeat. New research suggests an estimated...
Yeah, it was quite scary at first because we were like, how is this going to work? Because you've got the studio that's on air playing the ramp, but then news play in the bed. So it was like, you know, creating that seamless junction was really scary. But actually, Ben came in and we grabbed Ricky, Melvin, Charlie, and we just did it kind of like as live and just tested it. And it was like, boom, straight away, works. And it was like, that was mad, because in my head I was like, this is never going to work.
I don't like change.
I was proved wrong like in 10 seconds. It was like, oh, it does work. Where's my
listen, watch, share? That's what Matt was saying. Rasheen, I'll let you into a little secret. So I was obviously brought into the process and had never really done this before, and went off to these very important meetings, sitting around big tables with lots of people, and you listen to different ideas and we all kind of discuss from each network's point of view what we want. And at one stage, we had the headline still built in. And then I was brave enough to suggest not having a headline. And the looks around the room of joy, fear, what is this person talking about? But actually, we got there, didn't we? We've made something that really works and allows the likes of you, Rasheen, to be really conversational with your news reading.
Yeah, and in a strange way, like, we've obviously talked about this a lot in the newsroom, because, you know, something like your bed's changing is a big deal. Like, it's what we're doing every half an hour. And a lot of people are saying that it's making us read more pacey, and we think more about how we're writing stuff now. We want it to be really conversational because the flow is so smooth now that you don't want to be like, okay, we're talking in news speak now. You want to be like, no, I want to be in chatty speak.
That's nice.
But that's one of the main reasons why we wanted to get Ben and also a representative of Newsbeat in so early on, because we could have easily gone through the whole thing, delivered something, and then it would have been a tweak thing. But actually, to have that seed so early on kind of steered the whole thing, because we don't have the experience you guys do. You read it every day. You know exactly what it's like to talk over the bed. We just listen on the radio. So it's good to get that insight.
We were constantly like, Ben, how will this feel?
Ben, read this news story.
How will that feel? Oh.
And what has the reaction been like? Have you had any sort of gauge on that from, you know, feedback in-house from Radio 1, One Extra, Asian Network?
I think we've got really good reaction from the presenters, because, as we've already mentioned, they were part of the process, a lot of them. So it wasn't just like, there on the day, this is what we're doing today. It was all brought in early enough. But I think it's been positive all round.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've heard all this stuff, because presenters talk about this on air inevitably as well, because it's happening every hour for them. And people text in and they're reading out the text.
People are so into your news music now, Roisin. Do you realise that?
Are they loving it?
Love it. Kate in March in Cambridgeshire says, oh, I thought the intro for the news was a new song then. It's so nice. I love it.
What a compliment.
Yeah, lovely compliment that.
Newsbeat banger.
Yeah, that's wicked.
I've heard that quite a lot. The first time I played it to Greg, he was like, this is a bop. This is it sounds like it could be like an actual dance tune.
Totally.
Isn't it your ringtone? It is mine.
The one extra ramp is my ringtone. I don't know whether you've noticed, but like on the One Extra ramp and the Asian Network ramp and the Radio 1 ramp, they're all tailored to the networks. But there's a lovely little vocal sample in the middle of the One Extra ramp. It's like a little, it sounds great.
Oh, we're definitely going to have to play that now and have a little listen and appreciate it.
Yeah, let's play it.
504 and Queen Naija and Coi Leray with What's My Name. All right, new music Friday. I'm so excited on the other side of your 8 o'clock Newsbeat update with Rosheen Hasty.
One extra Newsbeat.
Votes coming in overnight from the local elections. So in terms of making that actually happen the way it sounds, and please excuse my ignorance, do you work with musicians? Do you work with, like, how do you even make a new sound for a news bed?
So what we did for this one, because it's a really big... It's a really big deal for the network. So we actually write a brief. So we sat down with Ben, we sat down with the heads of networks. We got all of the input as to what we wanted. And then we put it out to tender. So we approached a number of companies that have amazing composers on their books. And then we kind of judged their entries around a big scary table, like Ben was saying. And then at that point, once we've whittled it down to the, you know, the best pitch, we then go back and we work tirelessly with their composers, going back and forth, doing all the tweaks, doing the demos. I mean, Liam knows this process really well. He's done it for, you know, like when we branded up Greg James's show. when we did Radio 1 Breakfast. And it's a it is a really tiring process, you know, because you are sort of like going back and forth over, you know, the sound of a drum, you know, a kick drum or something. And we get really, it's in the detail, you know, so you've got to get right into the detail. But, you know, once you're away and you've got the bare bones of what you need, it's really fun. It's a really fun process.
Yeah, I really like the pitching process because you get such a wide interpretation of the brief from all these different places that you couldn't even imagine before. And you just hear these different ideas because there's only so many things you can do with news, or so you think. And then you get all these different pitches coming in and be like, oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. And I just really like to hear people's take on it.
Yeah, that's super. I hadn't thought about that. That you know, the ones that didn't make it as the bed. That's really interesting. Well, thank you all so much for your time and explaining that to me, because I've never ever understood it in that level of detail. So thank you. Considering, you know, we work with it every day on radio, don't we? Now we always end this podcast by asking all of our guests to share their three pearls of wisdom, if you like, for working in this industry. So because there's three of you, it might be nice to get one from each of you. What would be your advice to people to do the job that you do?
I would say, don't be afraid to try something that you're scared of, or that you don't think you're able to do. Because when I started out at local radio, there was, you had to do everything. You had to be, you had to drive the desk, you had to work on the technical side, you had to go out and vox pop people, and lots of those things weren't my comfort area. And then when the station sound job came up, I had no experience in station sound, and I just tried it for an afternoon, and I was like, you know what, this is actually quite fun. And then one thing led to another, and then I got to the place I wanted to work at. And I would never have tried that had someone not said, oh, maybe just give this a go. So I think that's the thing, just don't be scared to try something new.
And look at you now. You are infamous as the wizard, the audio wizard on the Craig James Breakfast Show.
The audio wizard.
I love it.
Matt?
Yeah, I think there's like two things for me. It's like you really need to like showcase yourself, I think, in this world. If you want to get into station sound, find out who looks after station sound and create a tailored demo for them that, you know, showcases you making jingles for that radio station. If you're really into, you know, presenting, start doing a podcast, because, you know, you've probably got the tools on your mobile phone.
Great. And last but not least, Ben?
Be as creative as possible. No idea is a bad idea. And strike that balance of being persistent with someone to try and get that opportunity, but not too annoying. And just think of ways that you can separate yourself from other contenders for those jobs and those opportunities. How can you be slightly more creative than the next person?
Oh, I don't know if you could tell, but I loved getting to understand all that a bit better, and hopefully you did too. Remember, you can also get in touch with your ideas, or if there's something you're working on, email podcast@radioacademy.org. We couldn't make these episodes without the support of our Radio Academy members. You can sign up now for £3 a month to get loads more content. Thanks for listening.